1 yard.
That's 3 feet. That's 36 inches. The Chiefs had a golden opportunity to change this football game as they lose 9-6 to the Baltimore Ravens. Kansas City, after defensive pass interference, had first and goal at the one. They fumble a center-to-quarterback exchange. The Ravens recover. Kansas City ends up losing this game 9-6. Three other great opportunities in this game for the Chiefs. Brandon Flowers gets an interception, stopping a very powerful Baltimore Raven offensive team, but the Chiefs turn it right back to the Ravens. Another time, an offensive pass interference penalty shuts down a Chiefs drive, and another touchdown taken off the board at the opposite end of the field that would have given the Chiefs a lead late in the fourth quarter, taken off the board, offensive pass interference. Four huge opportunities to take the lead and possibly win this game. As Kansas City, I opened the radio broadcast with a whole sermon on the giveaway-takeaway ratio. This franchise was one of the best in the 90s because they dominated that statistic. The Ravens, since 2008, are third in the NFL and now being plus 38 in the giveaway-takeaway ratio over that time. Today, the Chiefs were minus two, and that ends up ostensibly being the game. Positives, a beat-up defense played its tail off in this game. Derek Johnson didn't practice much this week. He played like a Pro Bowler. Brandon Flowers has been injured off and on since training camp in July, and he makes a huge pick in this game. The Ravens are one of the better offensive teams in the AFC, and they didn't get a touchdown in this game. 9-6, the Chiefs lose. Plus special teams, Terrence Copper yanks the ball out on the opening kickoff of the third quarter, recovered by Edgar Jones. Kansas City had Dustin Colquitt pinning the Ravens deep, and yet it comes up empty. There were some positive signs, but it's still a 9-6 loss, mainly because of these 36 inches right here. Now, an injury to Matt Castle in the fourth quarter. We'll keep you updated on kcchiefs.com about that. Brady Quinn had to come into play. He was 3 for 3. Thought he had potentially the game-winning touchdown pass to Bowe on a strike, but they called Dexter McCluster for offensive pass interference. There is defensive things to build on in this game to try to move on and get a win next week at Tampa Bay. But it still boils down to the most key stat in the National Football League usually every year, and that's the giveaway-takeaway ratio. Particularly when you get 36 inches from taking your first lead with the clock running of the season. Chiefs lose at 9-6. I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs on kcchiefs.com.